Randall's right. 'Tis a pit in the waters.
What about, over all dead beasts?
We'll be sucked down into it, mate.
Bring her around, Captain, afore we perish. Strap gritted his teeth. He was determined to have the Pearl Queen. Luck had been with him so far. He had rid himself of his brother and gained another crew. Now, after chasing the prize halfway across the main, he was not about to give up and turn tail. Booting the closest rats down to the deck, he railed at them.
Down and stand ready, every rat jack of you. I ain't going back empty-clawed. You see, rats are land swabs. Wherever Pearl Queen goes, we can follow. Any beast not with me is agin me, and it's over the side with the cowards. Now look lively and jump to my bidding.
Spume and roaring water were everywhere, enveloping the crew of the Pearl Queen. Logalog and Finbar fought against the tiller as it bucked and yawed. The shrew chieftain had to shout at the sea otter to be heard above the gale.
Are you sure you know what you're doing, Gale Deep?
Finbar laughed like a mad beast.
I wrung more salt water out of me whiskers than that lad have sailed on. Leave it to me. Keep those starboard sails slack and this rudder hard over. When I gives the word, then pile the starboard sail back on and slack off the larboard sail and swing this tiller over for all you're worth, matey. Joseph, get our crew up in the rigging. Tell them to stand by. Rosie, ma'am, how far off is Shaloo now?
Hon Rosie sloshed her way up to the high stern.
Less than 40 ship lengths, bearing down fast, old thing.
Her voice was cut off as Durian Roof fell from the rigging and clung tight to her neck, wailing.
Never see Redwall again.
We're going to fall off the sea's edge into that pit.
Formole and Joseph untangled them, the mole unable to tear his eyes from the maelstrom, which was hardly more than 6 ship lengths off now.
Boy, Oaky, he must have been a girt sea beast to dig an hole like that, and whirr, look at her.
Pearl Queen seemed to be almost tottering on the brink of the whirling water tunnel now. The terrifying green-grey walls revolved at a breathtaking speed, a gaping hole reaching down, down into mysterious darkness. Joseph boosted Roof and Durry aloft.
Come on, you two. I'll climb up there with you. Try not to look at the whirlpool and keep your ears pinned back for Gale Deep's orders. Up you go.
Finbar, here she comes.
Rosie's voice rose above the melee.
Shaloo's sailing straight at us. She'll strike the centre of our ship soon. Look out.
Expertly, Rosie caught the first grappling hook that shot out from Shaloo's bow and hurled it back, ducking a volley of arrows. Captain Strap's jubilant roars rang above the thunder of the green maelstrom.
Lay on, buckos. She's ours. She's ours.
Suddenly, Finbar was swinging the tiller over, calling out his orders.
Lash those starboard sails tight. Let the wind catch her. Rosie, land a paw on this tiller with me and Logalog. You shrews up there look smart. Slack off the sails on the larboard side. Move yourselves!